A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought perfumed oils so that they could anoint Jesus. Very early, just after sunrise on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked, they found that the huge stone had already been rolled back. On entering the tomb, they saw a young person sitting at the right, dressed in a white robe. They were very frightened, but the youth reassured them. "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Now, go and tell the disciples and Peter, 'Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.'" They made their way out and fled from the tomb, bewildered and trembling, but they said nothing to anyone, because they were so afraid. The good news of salvation.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Good evening, beloved family.
Good evening.
This Holy Week, we remember and enter into the holy mystery of Christ's death and resurrection. Together, we have walked the Lenten journey in our hearts and in our lives. We have made holy choices and had many holy moments. We have walked the stations of the cross and the labyrinth. We have sought and abundantly received the forgiveness of God and one another. We have read and pondered and prayed. And tonight, we descend into the darkness of the tomb with Jesus. As we sit together in the dark place of the tomb this holy night, we remember how Jesus loved us to his death, and we commemorate all Jesus has become to us. We remember all he brought us and all he taught us. We remember the depth of his connection with God and the intimacy he invited us to share in approaching God, the creator of the universe, as our very own Amma and Abba. We remember the courage with which Jesus acted and the authority with which he read scripture and preached. We remember the compassion that moved Jesus to touch the untouchable, include and heal outcasts, how he approached those on the margins and showed them each that they mattered. And as we remember and reflect, we begin to feel and experience anew the healing power of Jesus that transforms. We remember how Jesus included everyone, speaking to women, breaking down walls, breaking bread, feeding all with what is truly nourishing to the heart and the soul. As we sit in the wake of Jesus' death, and we remember Jesus, a whisper of hope breathes in us again. We breathe in the air of faith and begin to rise with Jesus. We experience anew the risen Christ, who is truly present with us tonight as our beloved risen Savior, Jesus. As we remember, we begin to know, not only in our heads, but in our hearts and with our whole beings, Jesus as our way, Jesus as our truth, and Jesus as our life. We experience for ourselves the still small voice that assures us that the tomb is not the end, but the beginning of resurrected life in and with Jesus. Suddenly, we remember we are prepared to join with the angels who announce to Mary Magdalene as she returns to the tomb the next morning, "Jesus is not here. He is not dead, but risen. You will see him again. Go tell the others. You will see Jesus. He is alive." Beloved family, in a few minutes, we will renew our baptismal promises. As we renew our baptisms and are sprinkled with holy water, may we recall that in baptism, we are immersed into the waters of death. Tonight, as we renew our baptisms, let us choose to die to the belief that we deserve more or are more worthy than any other beloved person on earth. Let us leave behind our disconnected selves, the parts of ourselves that somehow believe in the cultural illusions held in wealth or power or beauty or endless youth or fame. And let us be cleansed of our belief that we are anything less than a beloved one of the one who created the universe. Let us reject selfishness, exclusion, impatience, short tempers, self-pride, and lies and excuses when we need to ask for or embrace forgiveness. Let us die to looking for life where it just cannot be found, such as in technology, social media, gambling, alcohol, drugs, or other earthly pleasures that can become disguised at what gives life true meaning. Let us die to the fear that holds us back from speaking out and seeking out justice for the poor and the oppressed. And on this holy night, as we renew our baptismal promises, let us rise again to new life with Jesus. Let us clothe ourselves in love as we rise in union and communion. Let us raise our voices, calling for an end to violence, war, and oppression in all its forms. Let us rise in humility and walk forward in loving kindness, showing mercy and compassion for all. Let us rise in authenticity, in honesty, in truth seeking and truth speaking. Let us rise to our true selves, our beloved selves, beloved ones. Let us rise with Christ, and may Christ rise within each of us this holy night. Blessed be the one who lives and dwells among us.